Places, please. The dance is about to begin.
Y'all, this past Friday was a trip down, not down memory lane, but a trip down Nightmare Boulevard. I remember as a child watching Rodney King on TV. We only had about four channels growing up, but I remember vividly watching my father sit down, and on the news, I saw a black man beaten by the police. I think I was like 6 or 7 years old. I also remember seeing the LA riots and just, I was scared. I couldn't even wrap my mind around it. What was going on? I remember the feelings of my mortality, the sense of my mortality at like 6 or 7 years old, understanding that I could die at the hands of the police. In this case, speaking about the Rodney King case, it was at the hands of white cops. I was on high alert for white cops. Growing up in America, my radar, when I get pulled over and it's by a white cop, it's there's tension, there's fear. And my goal is to just make it home. I'll nod my head. I'll say, sir, I'll go through all of the things that my parents taught me when getting pulled over by the police. Put my hands in a certain place. Don't talk back to the officer. Disarm my blackness. Don't come off as threatening. Have a darker skin. I'm darker toned. I'm already threatening in the daytime and the nighttime. So I have to almost disarm my skin complexion. At least that's what I was taught. You know, even though I consider myself a strong black man and you know, and don't bend when you get into corporate America and in society, don't bend, you know, continue to fight. And yet, that's not a fight that I'm willing to fight because I have children and I have a wife and I have a family that I need to get home to. So if it requires me sacrificing my identity, if it requires me to sacrifice just a bit of my unwillingness to conform, when getting pulled over by the police, that is the one time in which I am not militant. I am not trying to strike and fight the system. I'll fight it when I get home, but my goal is to make it home. I won't do the yes, sir, no, sir. I don't do that anymore, but anything else, pretty much anything else within reason, just trying to make it home. I'll fight when I get home. I remember watching Boys in the Hood. I didn't see it when it came out because I was still a bit too young. My parents weren't for that. My parents were still the parents who would monitor what I watched on TV or saw at the movies. I didn't have free will. So I didn't see Boys in the Hood until like late, like 11, 12, 13 years old. And I remember a scene in Boys in the Hood. The scene where Trey and Ricky get pulled over. And they get pulled over by a black cop who's really just being an arrogant a-hole. And he treats them like niggas. Yeah, I said it. He treats them like niggers. He treated them in a way that I would expect a white cop in the South in the back rows in a small town to treat a black man or a black woman or a person of color. He treated them in a way in which he despised their very presence, looked down upon their very humanity. Now, I know this is a movie, but this movie made me aware that, yes, my life could be on the line when it comes to white cops. Yes, my radar, my senses have to come up. I have to act a certain way. I have to disarm myself a certain way when it comes to white cops because there's a danger there, but there's also danger with black cops. That's part of the system that exists within policing and law enforcement. The history says to come down heavy upon people of color. Even if you are a man or woman of color working in law enforcement, your responsibility is to protect the shield and maybe not necessarily protect the people. Now, y'all, I know there are good cops out there. I always have to throw this disclaimer out there because I have to disarm y'all sometimes too. I know there are good cops out there. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the ones that we know are dangerous. I've long been told by people who are in law enforcement that they agree with me. There are a few bad apples within the police and law enforcement ranks. And when they say that, I tell them, you don't agree with me then. Because, A, we're not talking about apples. I don't believe that there are apples in law enforcement. I believe that there are men and women in law enforcement who are evil, who are racist, who are ego-driven and power-driven, that want to exact revenge upon people of color and or use their positions of power to harm others, specifically people of color. We're not talking about apples. And even if we were talking about fruit, the few bad apples theory or analogy is foolishness. Because at this point, those bad apples are, they were bad apples. They would be bad orchards. Because of systemic racism, sexism, and classism within law enforcement, it's just that. It's systemic. If something gets in your system, if an illness gets in your system, if a virus gets in your body's system, it can take over the whole body. Unless you're willing to sacrifice an arm, cut off a leg. But law enforcement historically has not been willing to cut off anything, except perhaps the assistance to those in urban communities. Black communities, brown communities, because, well, history says that we are expendable. This is such a corrupt and broken and yet fully American system of policing. I sit here as a black man, angry, sad, upset, fearful. I sit here as a husband, disappointed, wanting to protect my wife from the evils of law enforcement because, yes, she's a black woman and she's not exempt from the atrocities handed down by those who are in the policing ranks. I sit here as a father of two young children, looking at them like, how can I help you now? You're 11, you're 10, I have a boy and a girl. What can I do now to help prepare you for what will possibly happen? Because you are a black boy and a black girl now, but society doesn't see you as such. And as you get taller and older, you become more and more of a visible and physical threat. I sit here wanting answers, and yet I just have more and more questions. On this past Friday, the video of Tyree Nichols, the murder of Tyree Nichols at the hands of five black police officers, was released. For days, we had been hearing that this video would break hearts because it broke a man, literally, on camera. Broke a man so bad that it took his life. People said, and even his family said, that they wanted people to view what happened to their son, who was also, I believe, a father, who was a friend. They wanted the public to see what happened when law enforcement did not enforce the law, when the people who are meant to protect citizens and society and the general public failed to protect Mr. Tyree Nichols. Not only did they fail to protect, they took his life. They murdered him. I wasn't going to watch the video, but when I saw that the family wanted people to see it, I said, you know, I will, because it's rare that a family will want you to see what brought upon their loved one's death. I watched it, and it broke my heart to see Tyree Nichols surrounded by five black men who were beating and punching him. Just relentlessly. Who, if you listen to the audio, they were saying, give me your hands. And yet they had his hands. They had his hands. It was almost like they were setting him up. If I didn't know any better, it almost looked like retaliation. As if they had a personal vendetta against Tyree Nichols. This didn't look like a traffic stop. This looked like gang retaliation. Only this time, the boys in blue weren't the Crips. It's the police. Tyree Nichols, for the 4 minutes of the video that I watched, it was like 4 minutes, stood no chance. I believe they said he cried out to his mother. I didn't hear that audio. I didn't need to. I'm sure he did either verbally or just within his spirit and soul. I sat there and watched the video, hoping that there was a different end to the story. That one of the brothers with the badge would stop the madness and say, no, stop. What we're doing is wrong. We're better than this. I was hoping that one of the brothers would, but what I realized and watching that video is that those weren't brothers of mine. Those weren't brothers of Tyree. They didn't look at Tyree as a brother. They looked at him as a punching bag. They looked at him as someone who was uncovered and unwanted by society. Those five brothers were doing the works of white supremacy, and they did it with a smile on their face. If anybody ought to know the pains, the history of policing within African-American and brown communities, black and brown communities, it should have been those five brothers, but yet they did the bidding for this nation. It broke my heart. What happened in that situation? Now, this is not a a podcast episode that is going to take a shot at black men as a whole. No, that's not this. But let's use this situation with Tyre Nichols and these five black police officers as almost a microcosm in some sense as to an issue that could be within our community, in which brothers don't protect brothers because we see each other as others instead of brothers. Instead of seeing Tyre as someone who may have broken the law and looking at him and saying, hey, you broke the law, but my responsibility as a police officer and as a brother is to make sure you make it home. That would be respectable. That would be the thing to do. But instead, they played the role of judge, jury, and executioner, and more so the role of executioner, and taking, stealing his life. It took five of y'all. Five of y'all. Not one brother said anything. Instead, the five brothers did not protect Tyre. They stood and protected one another. Stood and protected their careers. Protected their badge. And they stood behind a shield that they knew or assumed would protect them. Let me say something to those brothers who probably won't ever listen to this podcast, but you brothers, are still black men behind a blue shield. Your arrogance that you showed in that video reminded me of the several times that I was pulled over by white cops who looked at me as an other, who treated me as a nigger. But you, sirs, you black men assume that the blue will cover up your black. And I hope you know now that it won't. Yes, they were charged. Yes, they were jailed. And yes, they were freed. And yes, they have still some privileges that other brothers would never receive. They have support that other brothers and sisters would never receive because these brothers and law enforcement and the boys in blue, at least in America's eyes, are rarely wrong. Tyre must have done something to deserve that beating. It wasn't as bad as what it seems. It had to have been a backstory. There's no need to even go that route because the body cam footage said it all. These brothers took Tyre's life. And they need to be held responsible, fully responsible for that. It also showed the arrogance of the police and law enforcement of this nation. That there are cops out there that believe that know that they can take a person of color's life and America won't blink. Because that's a nigga. They're expendable. Why would they assume that? Because America, because history, because the books, because the education system, because the judicial system, because the healthcare system, because all the systems that are infected with racist, sexist, classist ideology say so. Tyre Nichols did not deserve to die. Tyre Nichols deserved the chance to go home. If Tyre Nichols committed a crime, then Tyre Nichols deserved a judge and jury, a day in court, not a day to meet his maker, by the hands of four brothers who certainly aren't brothers of mine. This is so tragic. Black people, brown people, protect yourselves. And I'm not talking about weaponry. If that's your choice, that's your choice. I'm talking about protecting your heart, your mind, which is in fact protecting your body. Take some time to grieve. Take some time to step away. Take some time to be silent. Take some time not to explain to people repeatedly your pain. People who just won't and make a choice not to get it. Take some time for you. Because a better you is a better us. To Tyree Nichols and his family, prayers, thoughts, and our actions are with you. Our funds are with you. Our support is with you. When will this end? The sad thing is that it probably won't. Because a nigga getting beat and killed by the police is just as American as apple pie. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. As always, be well.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The journey is over.